Our story begins in Zach's house in Greenville, Alabama. Zach and Adriana are talking about their daughter.
It's Zoe. Zoe's your daughter.
Oh my God!
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Alexandra tried to tell me this, but I told her there was no way. Zoe? Zoe is my child?
Yes.
But how? How did this happen?
Give me a second.
You took our baby and raised her as somebody else's?
Have a seat, Adriana.
No. Just tell me what you know, Zach.
After he found out you were pregnant, your father came to me. He offered me a deal.
A deal? What kind of deal?
He told me he was going to give the baby to his cousin Herman to raise. He said his cousin was going to pay him a handsome sum of money. Well, he offered to give me a chance to outbid him.
Outbid? You had a bidding war for my baby? A baby I thought was dead?
Herman and I met and talked. I begged him to let me have the child, and we finally agreed. Took every dime we had to pay off Ray Cummings and his cousin.
So your wife knew about this?
Zelda was a toddler, and I was away on business all the time. My wife and I were struggling in our marriage. But deep down, we loved each other. We wanted to make it work. I confessed my affair to her and begged her forgiveness.
And she forgave you, just like that?
No. We separated for a while. When I told her about the baby, and that I had an opportunity to raise it, she agreed to raise it with me.
Without any consideration of the birth mother? Me?
She didn't know that part. For all she knew, it was your decision to give the baby away, not raise.
So, you bought my daughter, and you and your wife raised her as your own. I can't believe this. I was so traumatized, I blanked out 2 whole years of my life. How could you do this to me?
Adriana, I didn't like it. But I felt I had no other choice. Ray was going to send that baby away. He wasn't going to let you keep it.
But I could have, with your help. You just left and never came back.
Because I had a wife here in Alabama waiting for me. I couldn't abandon my wife and Zelda for you, even as much as I had grown to care about you.
Care about me? Please. You don't give a damn about me. There's no way you could have and still do what you did.
I know it's hard for you to believe, but it's true. I can't go back and change the past. It's been 3 decades. We've all moved on.
Everyone but me. What's one ruined life as long as you and your wife get a bouncing baby girl?
It wasn't like that.
Yes, it was. To hell with you, Zach Jessup. You and my father ruined my life. You destroyed me in every way possible. And some half-hearted apology 30 years later just doesn't mean a damn thing to me.
No matter how much you might hate me, you and I need to come to an understanding.
An understanding about what?
About Zoe. She can never know about this. Do you understand me? Zoe can never know.
At her apartment, Connie has just arrived home to find Clint waiting for her.
Way to go, Mom.
Jeez, Clint. I just walked in the door. If this is about Heidi Bradford, I don't want to hear it.
You're gonna hear it. I just talked to her.
That girl is digging her own grave by talking to you.
You'll be happy to know she told me that she never wants to see me again.
She said that?
Yes. And it's all thanks to you. Thanks for your help.
Clint, you put me in a no-win situation here. I had to take action.
No, actually, you didn't. half of the kids at Windsor are having sex and their parents aren't freaking out like you.
Well, they probably either don't know or they're not sleeping with 22-year-olds.
I still don't know how you found out anyway. If it wasn't Dara, then who?
It doesn't matter, Clint.
It matters to me, Mom. Who was it?
It was Chuck Landers. He did it for your own good.
Damn it. It was none of his business. Why couldn't he have just stayed out of it?
Just calm down. If Heidi has indeed agreed to stay away from you, then I might, consider dropping the charges against her.
So, you get your way no matter how it goes, without any consideration of my feelings.
Oh, cry me a river, Clint. A month ago, you were in love with Dara, so stop acting like Heidi Bradford is the end-all, be-all of your life.
I don't know why I even bothered talking to you. It's a complete waste of time. I'll be in my room.
In Serena's office at Dean Industries, Todd and Serena have just finished the monthly report they were working late on.
Well, I think we are finally finished.
Yes, and it only took, what, 3 hours.
I am so sorry about your dinner date with Hannah.
No, it's all right. Look, we do what we have to do, right?
But I want to make it up to you.
Yeah.
When I stepped out a few minutes ago, I called Romano's and ordered this dinner. It'll be here any minute.
Well, Serena, you didn't have to do that.
It is the least I could do since you stayed so late with me.
Well, I am starving. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
You'll have to settle for lasagna. I hope that's all right. I remembered that you ordered one day at lunch.
Good memory. Lasagna's perfect.
Great.
Don't you have to get home to Denise?
Oh, I just talked to my mother. Denise is already fast asleep in bed.
I see.
So we can take all the time we want with dinner.
At TM Productions, Hannah walks into Charlie's office.
Hey, Cupcake, what are you doing back here and at this hour?
My dinner plans were abruptly canceled this evening.
I thought you had a hot date with that, what's-his-face Malone.
Yeah, so did I. But Serena Stiles had other plans.
Ooh, Captain Stiles, you better watch that one.
No kidding. I didn't know any better. I'd swear she was making a play for Todd. But he, of course, thinks I'm nuts.
Oh, Cupcake, you are way too smart for that guy. And you were definitely right about Serena. She is anti-Gretchen.
Glad to find someone who trusts her as much as I do.
And let me just tell you, I never understood what you saw in this Todd guy, but, you know, if you really want him, I think you're going to have to keep an eye on, you know, Captain Stiles over here.
What do you know about this, Charlie?
Well, let's just say that I've been around enough to know when someone is trouble. And Serena Stiles, she is trouble with a capital T. Mm-hmm.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.